says in the Gemara Ksubas on the Av Gimel on the Beis, a Braisa, the Tanya, to be kind to on Wednesday, you get married, Mesekana Ve'elach, Noga Om, the kind to be sleeping. From Mesekana onwards, the Bnei Yisrael did not get married on Wednesday, but on Tuesday, Lamichu B'yodim Chachomim. Chachomim did not make Macho when they got married from Mesekana Ve'elach. In fact, the Gemara of my Sekana, what was the danger? Why did they get married not on Wednesday like the Tekana, but on Tuesday? Ilema the Amar Basula Nisa Sle Mavi Tarak Nahar the Gamin Eku. So the Gemara answers Amar Rabba. The Amar Basula Nisa Sle Mavi Tibol Lahagman Chilo. The reason why from the Tekana of Eilach they got married from Tuesday, because there was a Tekana against Bnei Yisrael, that the Goyim said that anyone who gets married Wednesday, the Hagman has the right to be bold her first. So the Gemara, I Sekana Oynesu, it's not Sekana, it's an Oynes. And the Gemara Mishum and the Ika Tznuis, the Muslim of Shailik Tala, because the Tznuis we gave over the lives. The Muslim of the Sakana. So that the Gemara of Lidish Luhu, the Oynis Shari, go pronounce to everybody and go tell them that true, they're going to be Boyul the Hagmon, however it's an Oynis, and it's not your fault, and an Oynis is Mutter. And the Gemara, the Ketznuis, the Kaputas, the Kanamikanis, the Tznuis and Kanis. The kids are what do you see from the Gemara? We see your side. That the Chum say, go announce, go proclaim to everybody that true, that you get married Wednesday, the Hagmon will do beer to you, and therefore you are even an Aveira. However, since you're an Oinus, it's Mutter. We see in the Gemara, a person can put himself in Oinus. You can go do something, an action of marriage, which is only Moses and Ishan Mitzkiyumis, and you'll be even an Aveira. True, it's not Yog Valyava, like Tesha says, because either a beer of a Goy is like a beer of a Behemoth, or she is Karka Oilam, so it's not Yog Val Yavar. There is an Aver going on over here. It was done by Mazed, the Oivir Lav. So here is an Oinus. So we see a Chiddush, that a person can put himself in a Matzav Oinus, and then say, it's not his fault. The Mepharshim over here grapple with this from two different Gemaras, the Gemara Shabbos. One is the Gemara and Daf Yutes, about Eim Aflig Mesvino, and one is below the Milo. So to Iskir from the Halacha standpoint, is the Mishabura Paskins, the Simon Reish Bemches, that person cannot go on a boat any day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if you know for sure it could be a Matav of Bekoch Nefesh on Shabbos. If you know it could be a Matav of Bekoch Nefesh and you have to be a Machal Shabbos, you not only can you go from 3 days beforehand, you cannot go from any day. If you know for sure it could be a Matav of Bekoch Nefesh, it's also. Even though you're going on the boat for a mitzvah, even for a mitzvah, it's also to go on the boat. Why? Says the Pasha says, you cannot put yourself in Matav Oynes, even for a mitzvah. Even though it's going to be a week later, the Chor Shref Ma Gemara, right? Another is in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. The halacha is that to give a milah to a child, if it's Yom Shmini, it's Mutar on Shabbos. However, in those days, it was Sakana to give a bris to a child on Shabbos if you did not wash the child afterwards in hot water. So let's say there was no hot water. So can you give a milah on Shabbos to a child and afterwards do bishul on water, cook up that water, and not even necessarily deraisa? So the Mishabur Pasim Simon Shin Laman Aleph, it's Osir. Even though you do a mitzvah, a chiyav of B'yem Shmoni Yimoyel, you have to do a milo eithei, but since afterwards it can be a matzav of Koch Nefesh, you put yourself in the oinus, you're not allowed to do it. So we have two Gemaras in Gemara Shabbos, that we pass in La Locha, the person cannot put himself in matzav oinus. Yet our Gemara says clearly, go tell the girls that that's mutter and they're matzav oinus, and there's no Isser. Who is the stira? Rav Neji is the kasha, the Moin is Madim, the Chamdi Yisrael, the Stifler, the Shmuel, I heard of Nissen Shir, spoke about today. So, Stam, to even ask it even stronger maybe, is let's say you now put yourself in Matzav Oynes, you're not allowed to. And then you did. What can you do afterwards, the Marshal? Let's say it was B'Shas Sakona by Chanukah Neris. If Allah is B'Shas Sakona, you light on the table. You thought you'll be smart, you light outside, by the door. What happens, light outside, it's our Shabbos. A mob comes to kill you. A mob comes. So you want to do a Shabbos now, and you want to move mukhs to take the chanuk there and put it inside your table. You live outside, it was wrong. Are you allowed to do it or not? You're allowed to do it. You put yourself in matzav oynus. Says the Shlomo Kruger, and Archaim Nesim and Shinchot Tes, you have to die. You have to die. You have no right to do what you did. The halacha is, your light counts inside, you live outside, you put yourself in matzav oynus. That's your fault. Your responsibility, you have to die for it. Mangas Kiddush. The Yavits hold their way the same way. Seems to be a Mogad Avram also. However, Roy Paiskim, the Moshe quotes and argues, the Ashim quotes it, Shlomo Kruger argues, and if you look in Pesach Chuvas, he says Roy Paiskim argues the Simon Shin Chof Tes. But we see how far this concept of putting yourself in Oynus, you have to worry about, the Shlomo Kruger says, If you go in a boat when you're not supposed to, if it's a bavadois, he holds you have to die. He ties in the Rishon Ches, the reason it's not bavadois, it's a sophic. But if you know for sure, you have to die. And yet over here we see, you tell the Isha, what? Don't worry, be boiled, so what? This way they can't go, even an Isser. We don't hold him Shlomo Kogu. But my say, how can we tell Isha to do Aveira? So this Bekitzer, the answer with the four different Turetzim, that's in these cases not really Gael Halacha, just interesting. One you say is what Bishmol over here says from Shimon Shkop, that can mechal between Shabbos and Shai Yisurim. We're really between Asay and Alois Asay. Shabbos has an Asay of Shvisa, and therefore by Shabbos you cannot put yourself in Matzav Oynet, because you're even Isra Asay. Mashenking, by Lavin you all have put yourself in Isra Asay, in Isra Lavin. Therefore Asugi is talking about Arayis, you all put yourself in Isra. So again, there's a chiluk between an Asay and a Lav. That's one chiluk in Mechalik. Another one in Mechalik is what the Chosmo Shloimo, Shlom Klugan, he has a Pirish on Nido, Dach Lavin Ches, in May Nido. He says, Shabbos is also different. Why? What's the reason on Shabbos you have to be careful and watch what you're doing? He says, Issa Deraisa, Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy. First, you have to remember Shabbos. And when the Shavua passes, you have to remember from Sunday. If you have something you can buy on Sunday, which you can't buy on Friday, or the Moshe in America, and you can buy something in America, which you, and you come to Israel the next day, Monday, you're not going to have it for Shabbos. You have to buy on Sunday. It's a mitzvah, Zochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy. A special chiv to remember Shabbos all week. So then, instead of Uchur and Svara, Dafka Shabbos, you have a chiv to remember about Mila, Napoli, Samat, Koch, Nefesh. Dafka by going to the boat, to Svino, you have a chiv to remember early on. Mash Enkin, you can sign over here, Stam, by every love, there's no special chiv to remember it. Right now, get married. Later on, what happens? You're doing this, what can you do? The third way you can machalik is by going on the boat, or by Mila, is when you is a Mat, Koch, Nefesh, you can be over the Issa, Bekum, Vasei, you can go do an act for Etzim, go cook up the water and go do an act on the boat. Mashagin here, she's Karka Olam, it's Sheval Taisur. Or a fourth Malach is interesting, is the Mashagin Stamit for Kashmir Gemara. The Gemara says, we're talking about the Akanis. Akanis is what? Where Yisrael marries an Ashes Kohen. Marries she becomes the wife of a Kohen. Now let's understand what's going on over here. If the Hagman's boiler, then she's also. Al Mashagin, she can be Moise Nefesh. Then she'll die. Either way, she won't get married to this guy. Why is anyone going to marry a Kohen? Marsha, if she can be Machmer and give up her life, she's going to die. She's not going to marry him. Elamite should not be Machmer, let the guy be boiler. She's also the husband anyway. So why would anyone want to marry a Kohen? What's the Gemara talking about? Eka Kahanis, the Kahanis, the Ashes Kohen. Who's going to ever want to marry her? Who's going to ever want to marry him? It's not Shaykh Matthias. So, Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Mishnah Brachot Nefesh, the answer is talking about Enechlami. It wasn't a Vada, it was a Sophic. The Hagman had a right to be boiled. Who says he'll come? Maybe they did, maybe they won't, maybe it's far away, maybe keep it quiet, maybe he won't hear about it. It's only a Sophic. This whole Gemara is talking about a case of a Sophic. If so, the Mishnah of Koch Nefesh, or also the Torah Seh Ledes, says the issue of Shlomo Zalman of Yashiv. What do you do with this Gemara? And he said very simple. Our Gemara is a Sophic. The case by Milo, or the case going on the boat, that is a Vada of Koch Nefesh. There, you cannot put yourself in the Matzav of Oynes. However, a Sophic, you can put yourself in the Matzav of Oynes. So because we have four different tools to Mechalik, when you can put yourself Matzav Oynes and not, one's the chiluk between Kum Aseh Shavat Taisa, one's between Aseh and Wais Aseh, one's between Shabbos Zochus Yom HaShabbos Akacha and Shah Mitzvahs, one between the Sophic and Avadai. Fine, let's stop and get to the Sugya. So, stop, what's the Negei Mol Halacha, is stop, how does a person have to relate to Mitzvahs? How much can a person put himself in the Matzav Oynes? What is the responsibility to Mitzvahs? What is the Yechweh to do? Well, Marshall first. Does a person have a chiv to do a stam a mitzvah kiyumis l'chol pachas once in his life? Does he have a chiv to do lekach, shichah, peyah, reishah, agez, orlo? Does he have a chiv to do these mitzvahs or not? Well, no, stam, whatever his chiyuvim are, more than that, there's no point doing. You see signs off, the advertisements, do reishah, agez, no, pay some money, do it. Is there a milo doing it or stam, no? I mean, there's a milo, you're doing a mitzvah. But then any Indian person should go after and go do it. How much is a person's responsibility for a mitzvah? So the Shlo writes in Shara Oisius and Oizalef, his words are Ein Chiv Lahoder, there's no Chiv to run after, Lekha Shichu Peyo, he writes to him to be a dying, there's no reason to run after mitzvahs. The Pasha says it sounds like even one time in your life, there's no Chiv to do a mitzvah. However, the B'chaim Vital, which the Chavetz Chaim brings down numerous times, he brings it down in his Psicha to Chavetz Chaim for Vashnara, B'chaim Vital brings down also the same shtickle in his Psicha to Chelik Gimel Mishnah Brua, brings it down the Maimah Torah. He says that there's a mach mitzvahs and shesah loisah says the 248 mitzvahs and 365 loisa says, Kneged, the Machi Avorim, 248 Avorim, and against the Shasa Gidin, the 365, sinews. So, what does that mean? So he explains, the exam, that the Etzem, just like in this world, you have Avorim, and Gidim, Hudin, in the Lava, a person has, in his Ruchnius, he has Avorim, and he has Gidim. And therefore, when he does the mitzvah in this world, he'll get that aver in the next world. The Lost Lava will get, and he does not do that mitzvah, he won't get that aver. The Moshe of the Chavetz Chaim says, let's say a person does not do tefillin, b'shet nefesh, does not do b'meizah, to put on tefillin, becomes l'oil v'shalemes, he'll be missing an arm. He'll be missing part of his arm. He'll be nikkei. He'll be walking around and everyone will see his arm is gone. Everyone will know why. Why? Because he's not put on tefillin. That's what he says in the Pasuk Kehelis. Seif davar kol nishma, at the end everything will be heard. At the end every mitzvah and every avera that you did, it will be nikkei on your body. It will be a chilek of your guf in the ruchnius. Oh, so we'll get a claim. Good shout. Therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says in the Maimon Taor, I think there are papers around that I photocopied, that the Chaim Knievsky, he quotes the, I'm going to read it from Chaim Knievsky in Erech HaZyosher, in Simach of Zayin, and he quotes the Chavetz Chaim. It's not the Lashon of Chavetz Chaim, it's how he explains, understands the Chavetz Chaim. It's the middle of the Vamaskal of the Indian. Bina Yikotzev HaChavetz Chaim, the Maimon Taor, Shetzorach Odom L'shtadl L'kaim Kol Tarek Mitzvot. A person has to try to do all Tarek Mitzvot. Apilu Oisim D'loy Shchichi. Even those that are not Shchiach. Chutz Mo'isim Shein Agem Is Manazef Nenat Negei. You can't do them. So how do you do it? You do it through Limud. Why? K'dei L'saki Nafsho L'saki Nefesh V'mach Evorov. And it's 248 Avorim L'Otzilavoy. Shekein Kol Eva K'neged Mitzvot V'nloikim Yishab Amul L'Otzilavoy. According to Chavetz Chaim, that a person should try to do the Chol HaPokos once in his life, Kol Mitzvah V'Mitzvah. He goes on more saying, Chen Kotze B'Chazanish M'Yerodeya, Shekol Mitzvah Chayiv Kol Odom Al Kaponim Pam Achas B'Chayiv L'Kaimoy. Person has a Chiv. You look inside, it's Amuchah, but he says, that's what Chazanish holds, that a person has a Chiv in his life, do every Mitzvah, Chol HaPokos once in his life, except for Shloch HaKan. L'chein Roy V'Yer Shemayim L'Shtadu L'Kaim Gama Mitzvahs She'in Shchichoyz K'moy Reishis Agez, Umatonos, Upin Petachamor, Upeya, Vilekat, Vishikho, Peret, Vilois, Vicholkai Gavno. Nifim Chaim Kenevsky says, a person should cycle in the Chaznish Zachiv, or the Chavetz Chaim, a person that should start, will try very hard, could go do every mitzvah at least once in his life. Being example of the Maaseh Rav, and Simon Kuf Beis, and Kuf Gimel, that the goy himself was Kona Oiz, he got a goat, there was a Bechor, Nosin Akoyin, the Bechor, Vishachar Ego, Nosin Matonos, and bikish me'echa, shitun like karka dal damas adal amas, if the person give him karka, the matono, if the notin shon elon pri, and he planted their tree, and the kam gimel shon ma'orlo, and the going he did all of 3 years, v'shon avias not to avi, v'kona sada, v'chitim, v'niach peyav, v'sef sadeyu, v'notam maitse, v'kam lekshukho ayin shom. The going himself is machmer to go after the mitzvahs, to go buy land, and to sell, to go to lekshukho peyav, to go to these mitzvahs, at least once in his life. And he ends off this paragraph, that the Chenu Isi Adoni Ovi Moiri Urbeni, that means the stifler, also the Shtadl Lekai Mitzvahs, Matonis Rishis Agez, so the stifler ran after mitzvahs, Upitipat Chamor, Gam Shtadl Shiel, I say, Vitoyo, he's Mishtadl to Mamish all the mitzvahs. So you'd see there's an Indian Gobel, not Stam, maybe there's no Chiv Mamish, but there's an Indian Gobel that a person should go do, call mitzvah mitzvah. Why? Because that Gobel also love, like what will happen, be missing that Ava, that entity, that part of him be missing. The next paragraph, it brings down Lechaim Vital, by Richus, that says, not only that, if you don't do the mitzvah, you can come back as a Gilgal. He brings down the Sefer Tikkunim, She'ein like Tikkun ad she'yachzul the Gilgal, the Yashim Kol Tarek Mitzvahs. If you don't do every mitzvah at least once in your life, you can come back as a Gilgal. That means, is there a point to doing every mitzvah at least once in your life? Yeah. Why? If not, you come back as a Gilgal. Somebody asked me, maybe I did a last Gilgal, this is my Gilgal for the Misak and other mitzvahs. Ken Zayin, but maybe not. So the Lord is in you, the Lord of us, once in your life, to go do Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. And I say, can from Kol Mitzvahs. First, like you asked, what about a kuhuna? I can't do mitzvahs kuhuna. So the Avnezer answers in Tshuva, he says, what? Everyone's going to come back as a Gilgal. You'll have to come back as a kohen, in a chanami. You won't be able to get all the mitzvahs that you saw. You have to come back again. The Chavetz Chaim, he answers differently. He says, that's Avnezer's mahalach. Seems to be on my focus among the portion. Exactly. The Chavetz Chaim, what? Could be. No, you won't be able to, Mr. Kohen. Maybe, I don't know. Kotzheim has a different malach, a little more glass. He time is that Be'etzim, if you're not a coin, you can't do it. But since Kol Yisrael Be'emes is one entity, one group, one unity, therefore the mitzvahs that you can do, you have to do. The mitzvahs that you can't do, like Kahuna and Echlami, he'll do it and you'll be chil, become part of you. On the Arei Nachal, the Rus Esrad, he explains that you do whatever you can do. The fact that you did all that you can do, then it shows even the mitzvahs you couldn't do, that you want to do it, as if you got tzchach for it, as if it become part of you. That's what's Kahuna. What about Yivum Chalitza, Gittin? Everyone should go do it. Give a get to the wife and kind of mitzvah. So B'chaim, he himself is the kasha. And he answers, the only time we say this Indian by doing every mitzvah is only when it's biyoda. Even chalitza is not biyoda. You can't kill a person, kill your brother-in-law or whatever, or your brother. You can't kill him. Or a get, I might say your wife. He says the only time there's a chiv get in loytim tzachem beinov. And then if you like your wife, if you find favor in your eyes, there's no mitzvah get. I was wondering, let's say it was loytim tzachem beinov. So you had a mitzvah to give a get, but you were machmah tzaddik and you stayed married to your whole life. So you have to come back again and get a bad wife, till you do the mitzvah. The Yishlayin, maybe not, I don't know.
So
the Chavetz Chaim says, for the Gavonis of those things, he says, you have to learn, Enechlam, that's why he says to learn Kachim. He's talking about over there, my Torah, why to learn Kachim. Things you can't do, Enechlam, you should go learn the Torah. And you get the chakra. The things you can, you have to go do.
So you can handle this kula
like that. Yeah, you can do it that way also. That's another mahalach of the Chavetz Chaim. There you have two mahalach over there. No, that's what you can do. Go by land. There's a son yeshiva now, that there are two sons of all Tim, they're selling Karkanai Yisrael to a kind of the Avnei Nezer of $20,000. It's trying to sell you $20,000 for my Karkanai Yisrael. I don't know why I have to be so much for it, but they're trying to sell it.
And
you want to get
pistols in the
Karkanai? Maybe the yeshiva Yisrael, maybe. But not the...
Is
man is there?
Yeah.
That's a separate Indian. Fine. Maybe even one more shiloh is that the person have to be mafresh chalav. The mitzvah chalav is on the wife. The whole purpose, once your wife tell your wife not to do it, then you'll do it. Because if not, we come back and that's guilty, you didn't get the mitzvah. So therefore, chalav can answer be'etzem ishtar kigufoy, or as the Zohar says in last week's parasha on Tzadik Aleph and Beis, that be'etzem and the shama is a zoch in a cave together. There's one entity, you and your wife is one. They come down to this world, you split up. But you die, go back to Shemaim, you want entity again. When you get your wife, she's nitzchiyah, she's eternity, she's not till death do you part, it's forever and always. The moment you have her, so therefore it could be when she gets chalo, she doesn't need her, and if mommy, if you're in the Shema also, you also get the same entity, it will be Yechiv Gilgal. This is very, it goes on over there, let's say you got come back as a Gilgal, she does not come back as a Gilgal, you're lying, what exactly happens. Fine. That's the meaning of doing mitzvahs once in your life. What about Stam? Is there any, in general, you ready to do the mitzvah, you ready to do like it, is there any Stam to do mitzvahs more? Or no, there's no Indian at all. Stam, mitzvahs, not chiyuvis, mitzvah chiyumis. The muscle is the Indian to wear avakantas and then put on tzitzis. And no, Stam, we do it, it's a nice thing, but there's no Indian at all. It's the maskwa to put it on. So there are two sugyas, two gemaras about it. There's a gemara menachis, and the malacha menachis. The gemara says, the malacha, the malach, ashkei katino, Asher Lav Katino, the Malach found Lav Katino, the Nichse Sadino, he's wearing a Ksus Lailo, a beggar that's potter and tzitzis. Amalei, so the Malach said, Katino, Katino, he called Lav Katino and told him, Sadino the Kaito, the Tavlo, the Sifa, tzitzis Matahayalel, do you wear Ksus Lailo in the summer, and you wear in the winter this cloak that also potter and tzitzis? When are you going to tie the mitzvah tzitzis? The Malach told Lav Katino, what's going to be with the mitzvah tzitzis? So it said back, Rav Katino, Amalei, and she said, I'm get punished, so what? I won't do it. The mitzvah is kiyumis. What's the big deal? So what? Amalei said, the Malach, he said, Bizman de Ikka, Rizcha, and Shinon. When there is Rizcha, when there's anger in the realm, Enecham, you'll get punished. A mitzvah kiyumis, of putting on a beggar of tzitzis, says the Malach, you have no chiv, not say, in this bezin, in this world, say no chiv in the bezin, Shomailo. However, but even the risk of when Kaviyachol, the Shbofa gets angry, or the Bezin gets angry, you get punished for it. You have no chiv, you get punished for it.
You said the one who finished
shouldn't
pass from
a
mouth
or pass. We're not passing, we just see the Metzias. Yes, I hear. For the mice, the place can bring this Gemara down. We'll get through, I hear. If you maybe look in the Dhamma, the Shalva Chuvah Semina Shemayim, We'll go through the Gedolim when you do and when you don't. It was like 40 pages. So because we have one Gemara that says that a person, that mitzvah kiyumah, the person should go do. If not, feed in the rizqa, when a kashbrochel kaviyochel gets angry, he'll get punished for it. There are places you can learn that Gemara is talking about dafka a tzaddik, like Rav Katino, or dafka we're talking about dafka tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, nearly right place from hold is going by every person, it's going by all mitzvahs. The muscle, just give a muscle, a moshe as a tshuva, and by sukkis. Can a person go on a teal, retirement for enjoyment, and stop when it comes at night time, wants to eat something, he has no sukkah, big deal, so eat outside the sukkah. Why? How could you offer this part from a sukkah? He does not have to eat in the sukkah. So first time is, that's also, if it's the stam on tainig, it's not a real tzvichoso, and chanami, you can go on a tule, on sukkahs, and pat yourself from a sukkah. But oi, he ends off, even not for that, for eating the rizqa, because Baruch is going to punish you. He's going to get you for not doing a mitzvah kiyumis. So Moshe is saying it on every person, he's saying it for all mitzvahs, even by sukkah. Lechein, nearly the right parishkim, the Chavetz Chaim holds that way, in Kuv Chav Chesim B'Alocha, the Minchas Chinuch, the Pashas Rochem, Abuchon, and Ksubit, and Oish Reish Chavdalad, they say this Indian is going by all mitzvahs and all people. But again, the Acholkim, clearly the Acholkim, but nearly again, the Mahalach seems to be going on all people and all mitzvahs. That's one Gemara. There's another Gemara, the Gemara in Saito, and the Afidala. The Gemara says, Moshe Benin wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, why? He wanted to eat the Peiris, he wanted to eat a good pomegranate, that's what he wanted. So the Gemara said, no, because he wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael to go to mitzvahs. He had a desire and a tshuka and a taiva to go do Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu of doing mitzvahs. That's why he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Based upon that, Zakhti Rishonim, Taisim Sochim, Adach Kofi Gimel, Taisim says, Yesh Lahavza, a person should go run after mitzvahs like Moshe Rabbeinu. A person should go do that. V'oid, the Rosh, Moikotin, Selimtei, says, Tzarech Lishtadol, a person should try to go do mitzvahs, being a Gemara from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mordechai says also mitzvah min amokhor to go do mitzvahs like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Mordechai's brought down lalach on the Beis Yosef in Simon Chav Dalet. So we see this Indian that a person should have rather try to go do mitzvahs. Achiev not, but rather a person should decide to be in the risk aside so that halfway he has the mitzvahs. There are two other shitas on two other ends of the spectrum. There's Sam the Moidim Mizmanim, Rosh Dumlach, and Chelik Aleph, Chelik Gimel. He writes there is absolutely no Indian to run after mitzvahs. I tzitzis is special. So me arguing. That's my holy shining. Exactly what the case is over there. But he said that tzitzis. He doesn't say that reason. He said tzitzis is because that's an ois, and the mile of tzitzis is an ois, and it's chila. Therefore, that tzitzis you have to. But no other mitzvah, no Indian at all to run after a mitzvah. He's talking about eating matzah and doing the other days of Pesach. Is there any Indian eating matzah the other days of Pesach? Get a mitzvah for. Is any Indian doing it? So one time that's totally if it's an ois or not. So instead of me arguing, if you want to take out a vitamin on tape in Shmuel Beis in the 41, he says, you understand, Rav Sternbach, he says, for him not to know Kamal Makaris, he quotes the list of 10 Makaris against Rav Sternbach. But there's Maestro of Sternbach Shita, there's no Indian at all, which is a parallel for. Then there's the other side, the Makar Chaim, the Nesivis, in Hilchos Pesach, in Simon Toflam and Aleph, he says, Mamash Lekes, he says, a person has a chiv to run after mitzvahs. He says, a person has to do it. Why it brings a life, the Gemara in Chulin, the Kufla Metes, that by Shlo Chakan, the Gemara says, you might think you have to go up to the Harem and go do Shlo Chakan, Kamashmo, you don't have to, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yakore, when you happen into it, you don't have to run after it. Says the Nesivis, but Masek and Shan Mitzvahs, you have a Chiv to go run after it. So everyone has the Pella on the Nesivis, the Gemara says, only reason why you have to run after it, Rashi explains, because then the Pasuk Shalach to Shalach, says a double option. All of the mitzvahs, not say double lashon, so they all blame tzarachin on the sivis. But again, you have mamash three sheets. Makara Chaim says you have to. The Shulman says no Indian at all. And I think the passion is about there's an Indian, about a person should eat out Moshe Rabbeinu or else eat in the rizcha. Just to lie against the Makara Chaim is the Gemara Brachas and the Achlam and Heim of Beis. The Gemara says that there's a chil between Doris Rishonim and Doris Achronim. The Doris Rishonim, they would be makbid on doing ma'aser, they would take the payers from the field and bring them in to the shah hachotzer, shah bayit, and mekhoiv themselves the ma'aser. Doris achroinim, they did faket, they try to pat themselves the ma'aser. They would take the payers from the field and bring it through the roof, through the chatzeris, through things that would pat themselves the ma'aser. And they did it, and the whole door did it. So all the Kamal Pesach can bring this to the raya that a person has the right to pat himself. It might not be the best thing, but they have a right to pat yourself from mitzvahs, and there's a mitzvah kiyumis. The Rambam brings down Lalocha, a person can be impart himself a Meisr. If he didn't risk, he'll get punished for it. So the Pashat Drachim, the Mishnah Melech says, Enech Lami. What they did was right, but was not worth Hashem, they'll get punished for eating the Rizqa. There was no issue. That's one Malach, you say, like Pashat Drachim, but Etzim, they will get beaten with Rizqa. But they had the right to do it, there's nothing wrong with Etzim. Or you can say, like the Chavetz Chaim, and Shem Oilam, and Perek Beis, he answers, they did it because they didn't want people, did not want people to be nifshul in Meisr, in eating Tevel. Therefore, if everyone brings it through the God of Chatzeris, there won't be nifshul, and maybe, and people won't be Oivavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Be'ech she'yeh l'maisim, you certainly see there's no chiyah be'etim to do mitzvah kiyumis. However, a lot of person should go to mitzvah kiyumis. They were Yerushmayim, it explains. Yeah, everyone who was Yerushmayim, they wanted mezakeh mitzvahs, they forget, they ran after mitzvahs. However, again, by mitzvah kiyumis, the pashya of nochiyah, however, you should run after it. However, there is one time a person has to do mitzvah kiyumis. That is when it's right in front of him and he just does not want to do it. Why? He doesn't want to do it. L'mashal, person is going to bake bread. And today challah is 5 pounds, let's say. So he's going to bake, he has a choice. He can bake 2, 2, and 2. And be part of himself 2 pounds, 2 pounds, 2 pounds. And part of himself a miser from taking challah. Why? Stam. Or he can do 5 pounds or 6 pounds and chayv himself. It's also to do that. It's also to do 2 pounds, 2 pounds, 2 pounds. Why? You're passing yourself from challah for no reason. Even though it's only mitzvah kiyumis. To pass yourself for no reason, that's also. Avadi, you have to do that. L'moshul, no reason could be even lazy a little bit. L'moshul, in the Siman Kuf Chav Ches, if Dalad, the Mishabura says, a kohen. The halacha is, a kohen, if he want, doesn't want a duchen, he can walk out, and when Sekh Adam, they won't hear it. Says the Mishabura, that's only when he's cholash, he's weak. And he doesn't want to hold his hands up straight, it's very hard, it's hard for him. However, stop, unless he doesn't want to do it, because he's lazy. Push lazy. So the Chavetz Chaim, he has to go up. He has no way to walk out. Why? First he brings down the Gemara Menachos, Nam Aleph, even the Ritzvah will get punished for it. Therefore the Avadi should do it. That's Dam. So you see, first Chavetz Chaim holds Gemara all people and all mitzvahs. Roy, he brings the right from the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lam Beis, that a person has a chiv to stand up when a Talmud Chacham comes into the room or Zokin. Let's say you know he's coming, and if you see him, you have to stand up. Maybe put your head down, and you won't see him. Says the Gemara, V'yereisa elokecho, you have to be afraid of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you cannot put your head down. Says the Chavetz Chaim, why? Put your head down, you don't want to get up. You want to pat yourself on the mitzvah kiyumis. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you can't. The Pasuk is telling you, you have to look. You can't stop, I don't want to get up, you're lazy. Who would then, you can't say, I don't want to do it, stop, I don't want to. You have mitzvah kiyumis, you have a chiv to do it when you don't want to do it, just because you don't want to do it. To run after it as a tehecho, or money, or time, or effort, they won't have to. But stop, you don't want to do the mitzvah, stop, that you have a chiv to do. So, but again, just the levels, first one level is, doing it once in your life is a big Indian, you should do it. Run after mitzvah kiyumis, there's no chiv, you should do it, aside even the rizcha, aside from Moshe Rabbeinu, aside from Gemara Saito. And mitzvah kiyumis that is, you don't want to do it for no reason, that you have a chiv to do. Those are three different levels. What about now, mitzvah chiyuvis? Does the person have a chiv to go by matzah? Or no, before Pesach, or you can like, the whole Pesach, everyone's baking matzahs, he'll wake up, Pesach morning, I have no matzah. You know what? I'm an oinus. Big deal, what can I do? I'm an oinus. No, or I live a faraway place, I live in a place where there's no lulav. I can wake up, sukkis, you know what? I have no lulav, I'm an oinus. Part of myself, or no, why do you have to go after mitzvahs? So it sounds funny. However, the Chayogam, the Klaus and the Ches, and Sif Yutes, he writes, if a person has to get out of his city to go do a mitzvah, mitzvah chiyuvis, tzarechin. If he can pat himself mitzat oinus, what's the shiloh? So on the bottom, Nishmas Odin explains, he has two stardom. In the second side, he writes, nearly another reason that you don't have to go to a city. The ain't tzarech leilach beisoy, why? The koydim yontiv lechalalav klala mitzvah ad yontiv. The mitzvah matzah, the mitzvah lulav, the mitzvah shayfur, there is no chiv those mitzvahs until the zman itself. There's no chiv until Pesach. There's no chiv until Sukkot. Before him, there's no chiv at all. Therefore, maybe in a chami, the whole time no chiv. Sukkot is a chiv, you wake up, I'm an oinus, potter, literally, the oinus show you, it's mutzah, gvaldik. V'oz, and when it comes to yontif, v'oz, he actually later created the mitchum, and then he can go more than the tchum. I, v'afal pigin ismi a shaylo, Shesholim v'doshim koydim lama yom l'chol yontif. A person, we learned the halachas of yontif 30 days before yontif, like the Mogavom says, m'kein chal lov chiv ha-mitzvah, k'zimetzinu b'simen tof l'mavav. We see there is chal upon your chiv ha-mitzvah in the b'dikas chomets, that a person has a chiv b'dikas chomets 30 days before Pesach, and if he decides to leave within 30 days before Pesach, he has a chiv b'dikah. So you see the chiv of the mitzvah ha-yom is chal 30 days beforehand. Nearly, and for the chayodim, the chalik, the dafka hosim the mitzvah b'yodai. Only over there by the chametz mitzvah b'yodai, libtoi chayvil chom l'kai mitzvah. If he wants, 3 days beforehand, he can go do a b'dika. He can do a b'dika every night before. It's pump from and onwards, he can do a b'dika. It's b'yodai the mitzvah. Masha enkin, amal hocha, she'en b'yodai. Lash, yachzach leo, in chayv afil medabonon. However, sukkah, or let's say lulav, or Shaifa Master, those things, there's no mitzvah right now. Echam is no chiv to do it. I feel medav on him. He ends off b'tzarachin, but he seems to be night to the person. Could Echam he pat himself with mitzvah chiyuvus? He wake up one morning. What do you want from me? The whole month I have no chiv. I wake up Shavuot, a Pesach morning. Echam I have no matzah. Maybe tell me he's a Das Yochid. That's not accepted among the Paiskim. So the Nativ in Pesachim Daf Gimel Beis, the Tzlach in Pesachim Daf Gimel Beis, on the Sugya over there says that one of the Amoraim, maybe Tanoim, did not go on the record because Tez explained he was Rochid, he was far away. So in fact, the Nativ and the Tzlach are the Maisa Kohen Pesach. They enter the same thing. 3 days before Pesach, or before Pesach, there's no Chiv Kohen Pesach. Yudalit is the Chiv Kohen Pesach. Then he's so far away, he can't get there. He's an Oynis supporter. So we have Nativ, we have a Tzlach, we have Mechud Nishmas Odom is last in that way. That there's no Chiv to run after a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. A Chiddush Otzim. That's how we have Nasha Klein, the Mishnah Lachas, Chelek Gimel Paskins. The Pachad Yitzchak can save his Zikaron. He also has a letter. He says the same thing. He times, however, the Chiv and the Mitzvah is not from the morning. He times Lulav is from the night of Yontif. That's what he wants from Mechadish. However, beforehand there's no Chiv at all. So we see again that you have no chiv to go put yourself in the mitzvah of like lulav and shofar. There is a mishnah berurah in the end of Siman Tov Resh Mem Hei and the Shaitin over there that says a person who does not get a lulav before yontif, he's oyv and aveira. He calls him a bal chayta. He's oyv and aveira. The chur he is going to argue. You can tell he's arguing on these the tzlach, the nitziv. However, could be he's not. There's a moshe that's brought down the Aruch Yisrael in Siman Chof. That the Aruch Yisrael said he asked the grandchild to Issa Moshe, and the Moshe's mahalach is that the etzem before a gear's man there's no chiv to run after mitzvahs. However, 30 days before the yontif, since we showed them the darshim 30 days before the yontif, that's a gear's man. The concept he agrees with the nishmas odom that before a gear's man you have no chiv to run after mitzvahs chiyuvis. However, there's a machlokes when a gear's man. The nishmas odom says a gear's man is for yontif. And the Pachadisim says only for the night beforehand. However, the Moshe, and it could be the Mishmur also, the Chiv is 30 days beforehand. That's the Giyas Man, since we've been Oisik in the Yontif. There are Chokim on the Tzlach, or the Nishmas Odom, the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Hei, he quotes the Tzlach, he argues on it, he says it can't be. The Moedim is Zman, Michalik Aleph argues on it. However, again, nearly, it seems to me, Roy Pesach can agree with this concept, that a person has no Chiv to put himself in a Matziv, or Mitzvah Chiyuvis, except when the gear is man. When the gear is man, that could be machlokes. If someone's taken after me, no. But in a girl, the person, can he go away on a trip, and that place has no minion. Go to a place where there's no minion. So first, halacha is by minion. The person has to go travel a mil, which is 18 minutes. If they're up on them, so it's 18 minutes. To go find it, see if he has a minion. That means any place you are, you have to go drive 18 minutes. What that means, does it mean by time-wise, or by driving? So right place, can be said, it means by the time, doesn't mean by the derech itself. What is so? This, in, if let's take it a place where there is no minion.
Which direction?
Oh no! If you're going the way you're going, it's a dal mil, 72 minutes. If it's you're in your own place right now, it's only 18 minutes.
Which direction?
No wonder you go there and come back. 18, 36.
Could be either way.
If you go that one way, you go to that minion. Any direction.
If 18 minutes by car, and you have one minute.
No, then, yeah, like, then it's by foot. All right.
Over your channel.
What?
Over your channel.
Yeah. But so let's clarify this first. What is minion? Is it mitzvah chiyuvis, mitzvah kiyumis? You can clarify both ways. Is pshat when you're mokum, there is no minion, you're an oinus and you're potter? Or Pshat is when you're muck with there is no minion, there is no chiv at all to go with the price of this minion. Gitaina that Be'etim is no chiv at all. Nearly, it seems to me that Pshat is the Be'etim is no chiv at all. If you learn that way, that's only miscumus, then the Vada, the Chur, there should be no point, I mean, not, Vada, there should be no chiv for a person to go down with the minion. There'll be no chiv Be'etim. To go, you can go on a teal on a ship, the Tainig, and there'll be no Isser. But even if it's out to chiv, you only put out to Oinus, who you have Nishmas Odom, it's Koyim Gears man, even a Moshe will agree, it's for this man. And who you can go at a place where there is no minion and say you're an Oinus. So. Sorry?
Say
it's
whatever, 1 o'clock, and you
want to go on the ship, then when you... You can't, that's Mincho, then you have to have Mincho. Can't take yourself out of the field. Might become a sugi in the... What? No, there already was a chiv. No, either way, already was a chiv. A kiyumus already was put upon you.
So what?
No, it can be like a kiyumus, already is there. It's there already, it's a chiv put upon you.
I'm here, but now I'm far away.
No, I don't think so. So, let's go to the different case. First, if you're going for a trip, let's say you're doing out the mitzvah, or you're going out manoso, out priyas, going for health reasons. So, any chlamim, shlom zalman, or chishloimo, or tefillah kum chosah, the paskin, that certainly is mutter. Vada, no problem at all. But let's say you're going stam to enjoy yourself. So, the Mishnah lochas, Mishnah chalakimel, or the yad aliyo, they say it's mutter. The loss of shlom zalman is, it's not fit for a person to go stam l'tainik for a place that is no minion. So why? What's the reason? So as the Nalicha Shleimo, there's a goyish over there from Zalman Chaim Goldberg. Basically, it's the reason is l'chura that true, you have a right to go to a place where there's no minion. However, from Moshe Rabbeinu, beating the rischa, it's not the right. It's not the right thing to do. Is the mutter mikadin? Yeah. However, it's not fit to do it. In Ochet Yisrael, he brings down the Seven Chof, the Ish behind Pinchas Scheinberg, exactly, Drago, with a minion, a place where there's a minion, where there is no minion. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg said, Mikadin is mortar. However, you're not doing with Tzarech, he says, I'm more excited that the Dalad Moshe Benu. That's something you should not do. Because you should go, you should have a taiva and run after mitzvahs, and go do mitzvahs. Again, Mikadin is mortar. However, you should not, it's not something that's fit and right, especially for the yeshiva, for the Talmud Chom, for them to do it. There is a Chalik Ravozin and Truman Chalik Vav, he holds, that person is also for him to go to a place where there is no minion. He doesn't explain himself why. Yesh lion why. But again, the place can seem to be Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, and Shlomo Zalman, and Tefillah Kum Chosah, and Ish Yisrael, and Yad Eliyahu, and Mishnah Halachos. They all say that there is no Issur. However, the lashon is any roi, or you should try to, but the Be'etim is not something you should do.
If you're in town for no minion, you must be to check. There's like some
chabad
or something there?
Well, there's chabad everywhere. You mean to find out where it is?
Yeah.
So the halacha should be the same together, like material tzedoyim. By Sophic, you don't have, I think the halacha by Sophic, you don't have to. I think it's a halacha by Sophic, you don't have to. What?
Any material,
we go after mitzvah, that's about means chassidus. But the stam of chiv, don't have a chiv, going from minyan for mil, by Sophic, I think the chiv is, there's no chiv by chiv. By a suffix, I think there's no fear to go look by a mill. I think so.
So if you're with a friend and you want to chat, what do you do?
Why with this friend? He's a friend? Kirib.
You know.
Yeah, fight to.
According to
that friend,
that's
the
right.
Yeah.
It's the same
thing
that it is to buy
a car and
it's still that's the
same
thing.
It's nothing. Bike? No, because it's walking, it's a big deal. It's not taking too much energy. You're doing it with Tainik anyway. Here, to go buy it itself takes money, effort, time, much more than
stuff. But that's the same thing.
No, again, you don't have to spend. He has gone for minions, so don't go. Why go on the trip? It's dumb. If it's a tzricha, say it's not. There's no tzricha, so. By itself, spending a lot of money, is a tzricha also. Another shayla looking for Azullah Chalamoid, same thing. So, first, the Gedam of Chalamoid is, let's say, you have a job all year round, you already have a job, and you have a choice, you get 2 weeks off from your job, you can either take it off during the summer, or you can take it off during Chalamoid. What do you do? If you don't take off, if you And this din, if you take off the Masambi, Kidei Chalamoid, if you do take off Chalamoid and stuff, they'll fire you from the job. So what is the law for? Can you take off the summer or not? So first, if let's say it hits Chalamoid and you still have those 2 weeks vacation, do you have to use them then or not? So then, Biachamnetki, Debatino, and Eric Kassol, the old Paschim, Avada, you have to take off your, from your job during those two, during Chalamoid. If you have vacation days, you have to use them. However, let's say you want to use them beforehand. So let's say you want to use them in the summer, you want to go to the mountains, and there it's Koidim Giazman, if before you reach the time, right, it's not 30 days beforehand, everyone agrees Koidim Giazman, do you have a right to do it or not? So you can claim also if it's an Oinus or if it's Kiyumis, the Dinim Chalamoid. However, the people we said beforehand, it should be Mutter, there should be no Isser, the Ikka Din, to take your vacation days during the summer. As the Din of putting yourself in matzah of Oinus. However, there's another problem. There's a halacha on Chalamoid that says a person cannot, Yichavnis Malachta B'moid. You cannot say, you know what, I have a job to do. Where am I going to do it? I don't know. You know what? Chalamoid, I'm off for a couple of days. I'm going to push off my job for Chalamoid. That, the Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, is also said in the Shabruah, even for Dava Ovad. It comes Chalamoid, you can't do it. To push your job off for Chalamoid, you can't do. So, the Shabbat now is, you want to take off 2 weeks in the summer. Now you can push off those 2 weeks, and you have to work during Chalamoid. Are you being Mechava Malachta for Chalamoid or not? Is it Mechava Malachta? No, you want the summer. Later on, they work. What do you want from me? They're making me work. Is it Mechav Malachter or not Mechav Malachter? So the Machlok is a Poiskim on both sides. Yach Kamenetsky, Moshe Feinstein, and Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg say, no, a body can take off during the summer. Why? Because you are taking off because you want the health reasons, because you enjoy, you want to go to the mountains, you're not doing it Samazai. Then a body can take off during the summer. However, on the other side, the Be'er Moshe, the Moin Mizman, the Shmir Shabbos, Kim Chosoy, say, if I care, when you take off during Chalamoid, during the summer, you are having Mechav Malachter for Chalamoid. So again, we have Paiskim on both sides, but not of our reason of Goyim and Oinus. The reason why it is, what Machlokes is, are you pushing the Malacha to Chalamoid? Are you causing yourself to Malacha to Chalamoid? So again, the Moshe and the Yach Kamnetsky and Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg hold this Mutter. However, Moed Mizman, Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoy in his first print, and the Be'er Moshe all hold this also. Now what about...
Is it the same in the Rai?
Even if the material will be any mineral, right? But again, if you do it for health reasons or if you enjoy it, again, you know, the same thing. Anyway, the Meister, they did do it. You see, the Oris HaChoyim did do the Meister. They did it. It's Mitzvah Min HaMokhah to go to run after Mitzvah Chiyumis. Some, let's say, you want a Mitzvah Chiyumis, you want to pass yourself from it to Chinam for no reason. So just like Mitzvah Chiyumis, you can, Chiyumis, you can either. Just to give you a couple of examples, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Simon Shinchov Gimel, let's say you want to do Tefillas Kalim on Shabbos, you want to take your cup and put it into the mikvah and take it out. So the law is, you cannot make a brach on it, because Nick, you're doing Tefillas Kalim, only a cup is mutter, because it looks like you want to drink from it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, only if you need a cup, because if you do not need a cup, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of making a brach on Tefillas Kalim, mevatel a mitzvah. So if you need it, fine, you need it. If not, you're mevatel a mitzvah for no reason, do it tomorrow, what's the big deal? His makaris, Mishnah Berurah's makaris from the Mishnah, being mafresh chala, or being taking truma off when you're arim, you want to take the chala, or the person has no clothing on, you can't make the bracha, the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it's aser. Why is it aser? Explain the lechev toy, what's the big deal? Put on clothing. You mean mevatel or mitzvah chiyuvis, putting yourself in matzav of oinus, for absolutely no reason. Avadi, you have a chiv to go put yourself, you have a chiv to go get dressed, to do the mitzvah chiyuvis, and you can't say you're an oinus.
So the mikvah, you can't have everyone to get dressed when you're out of it?
What you mean to Tefillas Kalim? No, so over there he said do it tomorrow. By Mikvah time, by Tefillas Kalim, he said do it tomorrow. Mishpura's time is. Why do it on Shabbos too? He's saying even during the week. During the week, if you can, if you need the kli, you know, all the time you can do when no one's around. Echlami. What about if it's ready, reach this man, and the chiv is ready put upon you? Do you have a chiv? Can you pat yourself mitzad oinus or not? Just a marshal. Let's say you, like the Gemara's marshal, you have four brothers married two sisters, two brothers married two sisters, Gemara and Yevamos. So what happened? Two brothers died. So the two sisters fall to the two brothers. So each one wants to marry a sister. The Gemara says one brother cannot marry one sister. Why? Because if the third brother dies, then the sister will fall to be, what will happen? You'll be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. You're going to a bitul mitzvah. That means it fell to one brother to eat Nashim, even though the other brother can marry it, still the chesh is someone might die, and therefore can't do Yibum, which the Ikka Indian is Yibum, and you're going to Mavatul Mitzvah. Once you get Mat, the Vatul Mitzvah, Vadi Kim and Vatul Mitzvah. Just, there's Ma, one out, the two brothers fell with two sisters. There's Ma, they're both here. I want to marry one of them. The law is I can't marry one of them. Why? Because maybe the other brother will die and she'll come to me. I mean, your chesh brother will die and you'll be going with a bit of mitzvah.
There's a chiv on the two sisters of each brother.
Just again to mention, we mentioned until now, the Gemara first says to go and put yourself a matzav oinis, that's mutter. The two sugyas and Shabbos that seems to say you put yourself a matzav oinis is also, you can mechal four different ways, either mechal between Asay and Aloysisay, mechal between Avadai and Ansafik, mechal between a Kumvasay and Sheva Taisa, can be mechal between Azoch, Shem, Shabbos, and Kadoshay and all of the mitzvahs. Maestro, if you do put yourself a matzav b'koch nefesh, can you save yourself in that? Shlomo Kluger says you have to die for it. However, the place can seems to say you can save yourself. Stam a mitzvah is an Indian to do it once in your life. Avad is an Indian god to do it the whole part of once in your lifetime. Why? Because either Al Gilgul or Al Aslavi, you'll be missing that etzem. Mitzvah kiyumis, should a person do it? Avad he should. It's no chiv. However, you might get the beaten in risk or get punished for it. Or you after Moshe Benu, and it's mitzvah min amokho to go run after mitzvahs, so the have for mitzvahs. Mitzvah kiyumis, to mevatel for no reason, like the chawa, that is also gomer. Chiyuvis, there's a person have a chiv to mechayiv himself, so the nishmas odom, the tzlach, the tziv, and the lav achayim seem to say you don't have to, it's a chiddush. A minyan l'chur is mutter, me'ikr ad-din, not to be a mokum with his a minyan, however it's enu min aroi. Chalamoid also l'chur be me'ikr ad-din, as oinis, you'll have to put yourself matzah of oinis to work a chalamoid. However, as there's a seven machloikis, the person mechavim from l'chur on chalamoid. To mevatel mitzvahs chiyuvis b'chinam, that l'chur is also like tefillas kelim, or during ma'isa, when you're taking off ma'isa, or chalo, when you're arim. However, once it gives man, to mevatel mitzvah, that's mevatel also like yibum. Ma'isa, how far is the level of oinus? Marshal, let's say a person goes to a place where there is no minion. So, you can tell him, I'm oinus, what do you want from me? I'm oinus. But let's say you move in a zero, the same thing, move not down with the minion. From the floor in Gimel and Beis, he says the only time you can cry wolf and say you're an oinus is when it's an oinus. It's a good excuse only when you really would have done it. However, let's say you would have not anyway done the mitzvah, you would have anyway done the avera, you can't say you're an oinus. You have no excuse. Nafka Mino, the Beis Halevi in Parshas Shmoy says, let's say on Shabbos, you zepkoch nefesh, your wife's giving birth, you have a choice to use a friar doctor or frum doctor. Who should you use? You can either use a frum doctor, but basically he wants to have onik Shabbos, he wants to learn, he wants to be kind of mitzvahs of Shabbos, or you have a choice to take a friar doctor who's going to drive to the beach, he's going to go do Yisurim, go do Malacha, and you're going to save him. He can go drive to the hospital, go do Malacha of Bekoch Nefesh. Which doctor should you use? Says the Beis Halevi, the friar doctor, when he does Malacha on Shabbos, as Bekoch Nefesh, he's Mechal Shabbos. He's over the Isra Chil Shabbos. He quotes that law that says that every oinus, when if you will have done anyway, it's a rotzen, and you're even nisa mamish. A person cannot taina oinus unless it's be'etzim an oinus. Therefore, on Shabbos, what doctor should you use? The Beis Halevi says, use a frum doctor. The Shmir Shabbos kol chaser b'gzadal halacha b'gzadal the Beis Halevi says you should use a frum doctor. Chudin l'chavetz chaim, he writes a sefer kol nidcha yisrael. He's running into the Americans that they should know what to do in America. He says the same thing by learning Torah, lav dafka, by averus, by mitzvahs also. The person, he can have excuses by Torah. His parents came in, he's sick, he's busy, he has things to do. Live with that way, Torah, or you get married, and you have a panosah, you're eating panosah all week. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you're an oinus. And not only that, when you learn all the time, you get tzchar for your oinus. What do you want? Tell Kosh Baruch an oinus, and you get tzchar for your avodah, for your panosah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, however, in the free time that you do have, and you don't learn Torah, that's Megal, the whole time when you were working, you were an oinus, it was a rotzen. And you get punished for that. And you get, you either built a Torah the whole week, and every time that you, whatever, you were doing in your free time, you get punished even though you were an oinus. So a person has to be very careful, and not stop tying of religious oinus, show you, use excuse of oinus, he has to really be a real oinus gomer. And we talk to Mizrach that we should not put ourselves in such a soyin, and we should be to do all the mitzvahs, and we do what's in Hashem, and not come back in the Gilgal, and not get punished, be in the Mischa.
And the oinus.
and the wives.